ever asks you about your, quote, training. I have not heard, I've not seen one person actually go back and say, oh, where the hell did you learn what you learned?
Well, I started, my mother sang opera when I was, when she was very young, up until like her late teens, and she was like, kind of, I think for a while there, like kind of trying to like go for it. She had sang at Carnegie Hall a couple of times. She was the best in her school, but then got married and did the whole thing, you know, like it's you know. Yeah, like did like, you know, like we were in Brooklyn at first, and my, you know, it was like, you know, Italian Brooklyn parents that, like, you know, my dad just wanted
to. Is that like Bay Ridge or Bensonhurst? Or?
No, it's a Sheepshead Bay.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that was like, but she was always, you know, I don't think I really realized until she was already passed away that, like, it was as important to her as it was, like, and that she's just like a pretty selfless woman of her time that just was like, ah, you know. Like, even my dad used to beat into my head and try to make me be a doctor and be like, you know, you can't make a living in entertainment. It's, like, very, very rare. I think that, like, people really, like, ultimately need to do, like, in order to, like, give their best thing to the world, they need to do the thing that they love, or at least try. They try, yeah. You gotta have passion, you know, everybody knows that. And so I just, like... So my mother, the question was about, oh, the training. So she'd always said to me, like, listen, you know, you have a very, very loud, very powerful voice. You're going to need some training to figure out how to not, like, ruin it or get too, you know. So I started actually doing some opera stuff at Carnegie Hall, like just training with the teacher there. But then what I really found is, like, I went to some rock coaches, and scales are my thing. Like, I did scales like guitar players do riffs, and it just increased my range and made me strong and showed me my own voice. And then I, you know, when I was just like kind of like battling it out in the clubs and trying to be heard over the din of all the craziness, it just pushed me to be like louder and higher and stronger. And I just kept doing, I really did the scales. That's the biggest work I think I've done.
So let's talk, I'm gonna go like call 2012 the current LP era, the post era, the era that kind of started what's going on now.
That was when, I mean, I got a record deal in late 2011 after like 2 years. I had 2006 to 2009, I was signed to Island Def Jam and Universal, and I wrote like 140 something songs that never yielded an album. But one song got picked up by the Backstreet Boys, which set me off on a publishing deal. I got a publishing deal with Primary Wave, and I started writing songs for other people. And then I was so like industrious about it, like two sessions a day, went nuts, moved to California, the whole deal. Then I picked up the ukulele because it was just a fun instrument to play, like when I was making up lyrics and just for myself to enjoy music again. And oh my God, I enjoyed music again. And then suddenly I was writing songs that I loved for myself. I wrote like, I wrote Into the Wilds, I wrote Tokyo Sunrise and like, and Forever For Now, and a bunch of songs I got picked up by Warner Brothers, and at the same time they didn't get it from me, but I had got a Citibank commercial with Into the Wild, and then all of a sudden I was like off to the races, like all this, like I did like a CNN article from that song. I started touring. I toured all through 2012 into 2013, but that's when the record company. It always happens. I'm sorry to be so verbose, but
No, you cannot be too verbose with me.
It's a crazy story.
It's
then,
a New Yorker thing.
Yeah, because then, so, but I feel like I can be very, I'm very empathetic for people on, and I've seen it. I would never say I've seen it all, but I've seen so many stories of people and the you know, the minutia of how you can really get pulled in by a major label, even if things are going well, and then all of a sudden it's like, but maybe you should, you know, and like, so I got what happened, I put out that live EP and all the, like, I think all, you know, everybody was into it critically. And then the record company, the producer that was doing it, got a bit greedy and wanted to make something that was poppier.
That would be Rob, we won't mention his
Yeah, you know, it's just like, I understand, you know, and I truly, you know, I love Rob because he believed in me, he really did. But I don't think he was the right, I knew he wasn't the right producer for my record. He just like, I need to have rough edges. Like, you can't throw me in the rock tumbler. It doesn't work.
Right.
So it was too slick. And then I, I put that record, thank God it came out at all, but they put nothing behind it. And I had written, when I knew that that record wasn't going to get pushed, my survival instinct kicked in. I started writing songs like Lost on You and Muddy Waters. I said, you know what? I'm just going to keep writing songs for other people. I'm going to put shit out that, like, is, you know, that I can believe in on an indie label and just do whatever. Like, play a few shows, you know, a year.